Free Radio. Date My Daughter.
If you want to take my daughter out, you've got to go through me.
So, Date My Daughter. The idea here is that a dad, Phil, who's a carpet fitter from Telford, wants to find a suitable date for his daughter, Amy, who happens to be Miss Shropshire. And he did.
Oh, yeah, and it all happened, didn't it, on Saturday. And I'm so pleased with how it turned out. I really am. Because I was so nervous for everybody beforehand.
So, Phil the dad picked Jamie, who's a builder from Telford, to date his daughter Amy. They went to the Peachtree Restaurant in Shrewsbury.
Yeah.
A lovely, lovely venue. But was it a lovely, lovely date? This is the story of how it all went.
5 minutes before you meet Amy for the very first time. How are you feeling?
A little bit nervous, to be honest.
I heard a little rumour that you might have contacted Amy before today on Facebook.
I was just making sure she was turning up, to be honest. I didn't want to get stood up.
Well, she's not here yet.
Well, there's still a chance to be getting stood up.
So, Amy, you've made it. How are you feeling?
A bit nervous, actually. I was all right up until now, and now it's kind of hit me.
Is it true that your boss said to you, if you got this far, you'd have the day off and he'd pay you still?
Yeah, full pay. Happy days.
So, listen, going back to this message you sent her on Facebook, did she reply?
Of course she did.
Oh, Mr. Confidence.
It's done deal.
Okay, Amy, we're about to walk up the stairs. Jamie is ready. How are you feeling?
No going back now, is there? I can't exactly go.
Please don't do that.
No, I won't. Let's do it.
Amy, say hello to Jamie.
Nice to meet you.
You alright?
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm using my inside voice because we're just behind
your
the date.
Voice.
How do you think it's going so far from what can hear?
I think they're getting on really well. Like, properly, really, really, really well. I think we might be going to a wedding.
Kat's downstairs in the toilet with her now and they're having a quick chat about what she thinks about you. What would you imagine she'd be saying?
Well, hopefully it's all good things, all positive.
Honestly, girl to girl, what do you think of him?
Honestly, I'm like sat listening to him and I'm thinking, oh, you're quite attractive.
Big question then, do you fancy her?
Yeah, she's a very good looking girl, to be honest.
Has there been any point so far in the meal that you thought, I need to get out of here?
No, I wouldn't do that. If he did ask to see me again, I'd definitely see him again.
As a date, a proper date?
Yeah, a proper date, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to leave you for a minute. You've got to go back and have your dessert, but we'll talk to you afterwards.
Perfect.
It's going to be a Free Radio green wedding. Producer Ben wants to be the best man. I'm going to marry them. I'm going to be the priest.
I want you both to answer, and you have to answer at the same time. So I'm going to give you the question, and then it'll be a 1, 2, 3, oh, go.
I know what's covered here.
Is there going to be a second date? 1, 2, 3, go.
Yep.
Yes!
It's got to be said, as first dates go, that must have gone pretty well.
Yeah, I was dead chuffed with it, really. I thought it went really well.
I get the feeling she quite fancied you as well. Did you get that feeling?
A little bit, yeah. But at the same time, I think she got the same impression from me that I fancied her as well.
Now, I know you said before when Kat was there, and she obviously, you know, Amy was there as well, you both said yes for a second date. Are you still thinking that?
Yeah, of course, definitely. Yeah, 100%.
So is he your kind of type?
Yeah, actually, when I seen him, I was like, well done. I was thinking, well done, yes.
Do you think your dad chose well?
Yeah, he did.
I think that went very well, didn't it?
It went really well. I'm so pleased for them.
Kat and Nelly.
We are Free.
Free Radio.